Gale felt Sourgall's claws clamp on his shoulder. He jumped backwards, cannoning Sourgall into Ragfen as he called out to the badger.
Wouter, out of the window! Jump for the moat! Help is waiting there! Save my family!
Then Gale went down. He was trampled and knocked aside as other rats led by Silvermord came charging into the passage. Muta dashed to the window where the red cloth fluttered, sweeping Serena and Suffen with her. Thrusting the little squiddle into his mother's outstretched paws, the big badger lifted them both bodily over the sill. A spear shaft broke across Muta's back. She grunted and flinched. Then gathering her mighty strength, she hurled mother and babe outward so that they would not strike the castle walls in their descent to the moat. Turning, she ripped the dancing cloak from her shoulders. Muta smashed two rats flat with a single blow and smothered another two with the cloak, shoving them roughly into those behind and causing a melee of confusion in the enclosed space. Now the corridor was packed with rats. Muta could not reach Gale. It was death to try. There was only one way left open to her. Lifting her bulk onto the windowsill, the badger glanced down at the long drop to the moat. Suddenly, claws sank into her lower back. Silvermord had climbed over the milling rats and seized her tight.
Got you, Striped. Now you'll die long and slow.
Without a second thought, Muta had clamped her footpaws around the vixen and rolled off the windowsill, carrying her enemy through with her. Rab's otters already had Serena and Truffin out on the bank as Muta and Silvermord came plummeting down and hit the water with a resounding boom. Locked together, they plunged beneath the surface. Muta rolled over, thrusting the vixen beneath her. Then, stepping on Silvermord's head, she pushed upward to the surface. Seconds later, Muta was hauling herself up onto the bank and scrambling off in pursuit of her friends and their rescuers. Terror and panic gripped Silvermord. The badger's footpaws had pressed her down into the muddy moat bottom. The vixen's ears, nose and mouth filled with water as she kicked and scrabbled furiously. Then, coming free with a dull sucking noise, she drifted upward. Whoomp! The drawbridge thudded down onto the moat bank, and the rat horde came pouring out, intent on catching the escaped prisoners. Spitting water and mud, Silvermord splashed up and down, screeching.
Help! Save me, you fools! I can't swim!
The rats halted, fearful of ignoring the fox wolf's mate. Several long pikes and spears were stretched out quickly into the water, one so hastily that it clouted the drowning fox, half stunning her. Nagru came bounding out over the drawbridge, in time to see Silvermord hauled dripping from the moat. Her bedraggled skirt of tails clung wetly as she buffeted the head of a rat called Crookneck, shouting,
I said save me, you addle-brained toad, not brain me!
As she sank exhausted to the grassy bank, Nagru berated her.
Idiots! Why did you let them escape?
Why did I let them escape?
She shrieked, spitting moat water and mud at him venomously.
Where were you, bog brains? Still swilling wine and feeding your face?
Nagru sighted the receding figures vanishing into the trees on the wooded hillside. He pointed to a group of 20 or more rats standing on the bank.
You lot, follow me! I'll catch them!
Silvermord tottered upright at the water's edge, footpaws seeking purchase in the wet grass. The foxwolf could not resist giving her a hefty slap on the back.
You stay here and dry off, vixen.
She overbalanced and toppled back, screeching into the moat.